Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello, my friend. How are you? Let's go. It's Tuesday, September 12th, 2023, and this brand new day starts right now. Yes, yes, yes. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. That's me. Thanks for being here. It's a quick look at all the headlines. Again, today, a bunch of them. Before we get there, though, a few musicians celebrating birthdays on this 12th day of September. Kelsey Ballerini, Jennifer Hudson, Ruben Studdard, rapper 2 Chainz, and Ben Folds, all of them. Happy birthday. Also, this one might mean nothing to you in music history and TV history. It means a whole lot to me. On this date, 57 years ago, the Monkees TV show premiered on NBC. I wasn't around back then, but I loved it when I was a kid. The Monkees were my first concert. The Monkees and Weird Al. That was a solid show. Anyway, the TV show premiered on this date in 1966.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around.
I still love them. All right, let's go. We always start with the top story here. One of the biggest stories in the world right now is still the incredibly destructive earthquake in Morocco. It happened late Friday. The death toll as of this morning, the latest numbers they've released, 2,862. Another 2,500 are reportedly injured. It's an enormous tragedy. Those numbers keep going up as the search and rescue crews race against the clock. So more information to come. Also, another tragedy to be aware of. There's major flooding in Libya right now, not too far from Morocco. It's reported that an estimated 2,000 people may have lost their lives over there. A storm this past weekend led to 2 dams collapsing, washed away entire neighborhoods. It's just unthinkable. It's heartbreaking. I'm sure we're going to get more accurate numbers and more information out of Libya soon as well. Hard to switch gears from that stuff sometimes, but let's get into sports. Man, oh man, the big one here this morning is Aaron Rodgers. Last night was his first game with the Jets, his new team, and after just 4 snaps, he was injured. As of now, it's believed that it's a torn Achilles, and that is not good. He's scheduled to get an MRI today, and if it is a torn Achilles, he'll be out for the season. It's unbelievable. 4 snaps. And he's probably out for the year. Unreal. Even without him, the Jets won the game last night. They beat the Bills 22-16 in the 54th season premiere of Monday Night Football. Yes, all right. Elsewhere in sports, in case you missed this one from the weekend, another U.S. Open is in the books. And 19-year-old Coco Gauff won her first ever Grand Slam title. It's so cool. If you haven't seen that emotional end to that championship match, I have it in our Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod. Also, in the dudes category, Novak Djokovic won his historic 24th major. He now shares that record with Margaret Court. She also had 24 Grand Slam singles titles. Coco and Novak both walked away from the tournament with $3 million in prize money. Nice job. Also, lastly, another big one to break over the weekend. Luis Rubiales has now resigned as the president of the Royal Spanish Football Federation. Again, this stemmed from him kissing a player, Jenny Hermoso, after their World Cup win. He's out. He's resigning. His mom's hunger strike did not work. Okay, all right. Getting into entertainment news. Here's a bunch here. One of the major headlines all weekend following the sentencing of Danny Masterson. It came out that his old That 70 Show co-stars Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher wrote character reference letters to the judge. The letters then came out, and a lot of people were not too happy with this, given the severity of the crimes that Danny committed. Mila and Ashton then posted a video apologizing. The internet didn't really like that apology video either, and now they are still sort of at the center of all this controversy. In wedding news, Chris Evans, Captain America, got married. Sorry, everybody, he's off the market, officially. He and Alba Baptista had a small wedding at their home in Massachusetts. The small weddings, all the rage right now. Some of the other Avengers were supposedly there for it. Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, and Jeremy Renner, to name a few of the guests. Congrats to the happy couple. Another wedding, Calvin Harris, the Scottish DJ. He just married a radio host named Vicky Hope. Congratulations to them as well. In baby news, a new biography on Elon Musk claimed that he and his ex Grimes secretly had a third baby, a son named Techno Mechanicus. And since that came out, Elon and Grimes have both confirmed it, a third baby for him. I believe he has 11 kids now. Also, Maddie Marlo Font of the country group Maddie and Tay, she gave birth to her first child on Saturday, a boy also named Techno Mechanicus. What are the odds of that? No, his name is Forrest Henry. Congratulations. Another family news, TMZ is reporting that Kevin Federline, K-Fed, is close to asking a judge to increase the child support payments that Britney Spears gives him every month. Right now, she gives him $40,000 a month, but their oldest son turns 18 this week, and instead of decreasing the payments, they say he's going to ask for more. A follow-up now to something I mentioned last week. Actor Gary Busey was involved in a hit and run. He was allegedly the hitter and the runner. Now the police caught up with him. It's reported that the woman he hit isn't pressing any charges or anything. She just wants her car fixed. And now, according to TMZ, authorities in Malibu might require Gary to retake his driving test. It's not his first accident. Lastly, in stage news, Rachel McAdams is about to make her Broadway debut. They haven't announced an opening date yet, but she will be in a show called Mary Jane. First time on Broadway. Yes, on a movie and TV news. Now, I know it's Tuesday, I wasn't here yesterday, but let's start with that weekly look at the theater, shall we? The sequel to The Nun 2, was number one over the weekend. The Equalizer 3 was number two. And My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 was number three. So a sequel, a threequel, and another threequel in the top. Is that even a word, threequel? I don't know. Anyway, The Nun 2 was number one. Scary movie season has arrived. A few more bits of horror movie news now. If you're a fan of the original Halloween movie, I am, you can buy Laurie's house. Laurie Strode, she lived in the fictional town of Haddonfield, Illinois. But the movie was shot in California. And her house, young Jamie Lee Curtis's house, is on the market for $1.8 million. Also in horror news, they're making a sequel to that Winnie the Pooh movie because everyone is clamoring for more. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 is on the way. One more scary movie in the news right now. It's a Halloween movie and a Christmas movie at the same time. The Nightmare Before Christmas turns 30 this year. And to celebrate that anniversary, it's returning to theaters next month. It's my son's favorite movie, so we will for sure go see it in the theater. Another Disney movie news. In November, they're releasing a 100-film Blu-ray collection. 100 animated movies. That's impressive. Disney and Pixar movies. I have their promotional video for this if you want to know more about it up in our Instagram stories. In TV news, this is a major headline right now. Disney and Spectrum have reached a new deal, ending that blackout for a lot of customers. ESPN and ABC are back in the lineup. It happened just in time for Monday Night Football. Yes. All right, this is also getting a ton of attention right now. The Drew Barrymore Show resumed production yesterday without writers, and the Writers Guild had members outside of the studios picketing. Drew has taken the responsibility for it. She said, quote, "I own this choice. We are in compliance with not discussing or promoting film and television that is struck of any kind." Not everyone is in favor of this, though. Now the story going around is that two audience members were supposedly kicked out yesterday for wearing pins supporting the Writers Guild. In other TV news, I have a trailer up this morning, the new Apple TV Plus Godzilla show called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. It looks good. The trailer just dropped. It's in our Instagram stories. Kurt Russell is in it. John Goodman is in it. Godzilla is in it. It's going to be out November 17th. Lastly, another story about a famous house here. The Brady Bunch house just sold. HGTV recently flipped it to make the interior look exactly like the house from the show. And now a home collector named Tina, she bought it for $3.2 million. Yeah, what's on TV today and tonight? The MTV Video Music Awards are on tonight. You can watch on MTV, VH1, BET, Nick, and Comedy Central. More info on the show in a moment. Also tonight, the America's Got Talent qualifiers are back on NBC. Fox has the season finales of both Beat Shazam and Don't Forget the Lyrics. FX has the second season premiere of Welcome to Wrexham. There's a new sci-fi drama on the CW premiering tonight. It's called The Swarm. And comedian Michelle Wolf has a new special on Netflix called It's Great to Be Here. Out now.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by AG1. Yum, yum. This is such a simple daily habit. It takes less than 1 minute a day, and it costs you less than $3 a day. Plus, it's delicious. They've somehow made it taste tropical. I don't know how they did it. Each scoop of AG1 is packed with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food source nutrients that support the health of your brain, your body, your gut. It's good for everything. It's the foundation of health. I drink it every day. I have for years, long before they joined the show as the presenting sponsor, and I'm so glad that I discovered it. When you're ready, drinkag1.com/first thing. That's my link. Go there. You're going to get a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay. All right. On to music now. I mentioned it a moment ago, but yeah, the MTV VMAs or tonight. First, let me tell you about a rumor going around. Justin Timberlake and other members of NSYNC have been spotted in the New York area. So folks are wondering if that reunion will finally happen tonight. We'll see. Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Demi Lovato, Diddy, Fall Out Boy, Kelsea Ballerini. They are all performing tonight. And again, it's Kelsea's birthday, performing on her birthday. And yeah, not only is Nicki Minaj performing, but she's also hosting, second year in a row for her. Taylor Swift has the most nominations of the night. She's up for 11 awards. SZA is right behind her with 8. It all goes down tonight, live from Newark, New Jersey, the entertainment capital of New Jersey. I mentioned SZA a second ago. I have more news on her. She's releasing a deluxe edition of her album SOS, one of the biggest albums of the year. It spent 9 weeks at number one. This new version will have 7 to 10 new songs. She's not sure yet. Could be 8. Could be 9. It's like a brand new album. It's coming this fall. Another singer in the news is Ice Spice. She's working with Dunkin' now. As of tomorrow, you can get yourself an Ice Spice Munchkins drink. She has a song called Munch, so this makes sense. The drink sounds like a full dessert in a cup, and it's available tomorrow. In holiday music news, Cher just announced her first Christmas album. Cher Christmas. No release date yet, but I'd guess November-ish. In concert news, Aerosmith's farewell tour has been postponed for at least a month as Steven Tyler deals with a vocal cord injury. No singing for 30 days. Doctor's orders. Lastly here, that song Calm Down by Rema and Selena Gomez just hit 1 billion streams on Spotify. One of the songs of the summer for sure. Congrats. All right, some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. There's a lot going on. There's a few more stories to be aware of. In international news, the White House has reportedly struck a deal with Iran. It's a prisoner swap. They're going to give us 5 American citizens detained over there, and we'll give them 5 Iranians detained over here. This also includes the unfreezing of $6 billion of their money to be released back to them without sanctions. Critics of President Biden are saying this move is boosting their economy at a time we shouldn't be doing that. In COVID news, as cases continue to rise, yesterday the FDA signed off on updated vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. These are said to fight against variants that are currently circulating. They're approved for people over 12 and authorized under emergency use for people between 6 months and 11 years old. Doses could be available by the end of the week. A couple gambling/betting stories here today. First, MGM Resorts had a big cyber attack yesterday. Thousands of guests in Vegas were locked out of their rooms on account of this, and a ton of slot machines were down. They're working with law enforcement to investigate. Also, in other betting news, DraftKings apologized yesterday after running a 9/11 themed promotion. They had a special parlay requiring the Yankees, Mets, and Jets to win, all New York teams. There was some backlash, and they issued an apology on Twitter. Today is iPhone 15 Day. Apple is holding one of their big events, and the new iPhone and new Apple Watch are supposed to be unveiled. There are rumors that the iPhone might get even bigger. I've never gotten in line for these new phones right when they come out, but I've been living with a cracked screen for 1.5 years. I'm one of those monsters. I'm too lazy to get it fixed. I think I'll probably get this new one when it's available because I'm sick of the cracks. We'll get all the info today. Another tech company, Google, just posted its annual list of the pumpkin spice things that each state is Googling. I have the map up in our stories, but California is searching for pumpkin spice red vines. Sounds good to me. Arizona is searching for pumpkin spice spam. Not as good. And Hawaii is searching for pumpkin spice dump cake. Dump cake. Again, the map is in our stories. You can see what your state is into. Lastly, in other food news, your jelly just bought your Twinkies. J.M. Smucker just bought the Hostess company for $5.6 billion. So that's Twinkies, Ho-Hos, Ding-Dongs, Zingers, to name a few. It's reported that Pepsi and General Mills were both interested in Hostess as well, but Smucker's is the proud owner. All right. Okay, the last one here I always end the show with some good news, something to feel good about. There's a lot of heavy stuff out in the world, always. So it's nice to focus on the good sometimes, too. You may have seen the story. I was making the rounds yesterday, and I wanted to take a proper moment here and acknowledge Paul Venito. Yesterday, on the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, he completed Paulie's Push. He started this a month ago. He pushed an airline beverage cart 300 miles from New Jersey to the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania. 300 miles pushing that thing. This is the third time he's done it, and this was his longest trek. Paul was supposed to be on Flight 93 working as a flight attendant, but there was a last-minute scheduling change, so he does this to honor all the lives lost that day. He raises money for 9/11 crew members' families. I have his website linked. Even though he finished it yesterday, you can still, of course, donate if you want to. Again, it's linked in our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. Paul Venito, pretty respectable thing he's doing. Nice job, man. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for being here, starting your day with me. I really appreciate it. I cannot thank you enough. Just a solo endeavor over here, doing this all on my own. So thank you for the support. I really do appreciate it. I was off Monday. My brother is in town. And Sunday night, we had a very late night. We went to see one of our favorite bands ever, Alkaline Trio. They played here in Nashville. And it was just, it was incredible. It was such a fun night. So yes, I was not here yesterday. But I'm back, baby. And I'll be back tomorrow to do it all again. All right, a brand new rundown. Have a great Tuesday. Talk to you then.
Please tell your friends about this show.